Do you ever hear people call a cow saying Sioux cow or
oh,
Boss?
Yeah. Sioux.
Uh-huh.
Like that away. That's what you call a Sioux cow, and that's the way they we call them.
How would you call a calf?
Calf?
Mm-hmm.
About the same way. You can get a calf accustomed to a certain noise that you make, and he'll know what to do. And that's pretty easy. That calf's got a lot of sense.
Mm-hmm. What do you say to a cow to get her to stand still so you can milk her?
Tell a saw cow saw.
Mm-hmm. How about to get a horse in out of the pasture?
Huh?
How about to get a horse to come in out of the pasture?
Sometimes you can call them a whistle.
Mm-hmm.
Always. I could whistle at them.
Mm-hmm.
They learn a certain noise, just like I told you I had those cattle blow a horn.
Mm-hmm.
And boy, they'd be in the backside of the pace, and here they'd come, and I'd have one or two of them with a bell on, and Lord, here they'd just come a-flying.
When you're plowing a mule, what do you say to them to make them turn left or right?
Gee and haw and woo.
Which is?
Woo, mule, woo. Can't get the saddle on you, woo, mule, woo. And say, haw. Gee, haw to the right.
Uh-huh.
Gee's to the left.
How about to back them up?
Say, wool back.
And to get them started?
Tell them to get up.
How do you call hogs?
Just like a call a cow. Have a call for them.
How's the call go?
I hadn't called one in so long. Like that.
Mm-hmm.
Holla suey. Suey means get out the way. You can say suey and call, and Lord, they'll come too.
Uh-huh. Do you ever hear anybody call sheep?
Well, no, I can't say because I haven't had much experience with sheep. The last sheep we had, I was a kid, the dogs got so bad here in town,
mm-hmm.
they'd kill them, they'd go in packs and kill them. And we'd have to go out there and shoot the dogs and so we just got rid of them. And I was a kid, we used to have goats.
Mm-hmm.
And we got them to where we had too many and we had to sell them. Of course, we'd break them, the male goats, we'd break them to work the wagon. And
mm-hmm.
and maybe when we was going to clean out the garden where we stuck the frames for tomatoes, we'd hook them up and make them pull them out and have fun with them.
Mm-hmm. How would you call chickens?
Well, I'm just like that. I haven't called any chickens mm-hmm. in so long, but there's a certain little way you call them, they'll come.
Mm-hmm. You said before you can hitch a horse to a buggy or a wagon, what would you say you'd have to do to them?
You'd have to put the harness, put the bridle on him, the collar, and the harness.
Mm-hmm. When you're driving a horse, what do you hold in your hands?
Lines, buggy lines.
What about when you're riding them?
Reins.
And what do you put your feet in?
Stirrups.
And when you're plowing, the trenches cut by the plow, you call those the?
Furrows.
And what different kinds of things would be made out of cornmeal? What different kinds of?
You make you can make grits, you make cornmeal, you can make it grind it thick. I used to run a mill. Used to buy corn by the loads and had a corn shell and shell it, and then I'd grind it up on the rocks,
mm-hmm.
big right around, and I'd sell it $5 a barrel to the stores, and they'd come out there and get it.
What sort of
things? A grist mill.
Uh-huh.
And I made grits too, but